Hello, I'm Ken Miller, the president of Stateway Logistics. I'm here to bring you the Hall of Fame presented by One Truck America. That's onetruck.us. Hey, today, on today's episode, we are going to cover owner-operators or independent contractors. I think most people in the trucking industry fairly understand what that is, but we're going to talk about what that actually means. We're actually going to talk about why people want to become a contractor and why people don't. And we're going to talk about why some governments like California and some others are fighting people becoming contractors, specifically in the trucking industry we're discussing. I'm not talking about things like Uber and Lyft. And also, we're going to talk about the AB 5 law that California passed to ban contractors that work within the trucking industry. So that's what we're going to cover today. It's going to be an amazing episode. Okay, let's talk about contractors, okay? An independent contractor is something that's been around forever in the trucking industry. So you said, what is an owner-operator independent contractor? It's simple. You basically work for yourself. So let's take a regular company driver. A regular company driver comes in, you hire him, you put him through the standard, he takes his physical, he takes his drug panel, things of that nature. He goes to your orientation, you give him a truck, and he goes out and drive for you. And you pay him a roughly, depends on the job, roughly about 35% of your revenue goes towards driver pay. Differs by the setup you have, but generally that's a good average model to use, okay? Contractor is different. He doesn't drive a truck. He shows up with his truck. You take a look at his truck, you make sure it passes and meets your requirements, and then he buys his own fuel, he can use your fuel network, runs his own truck, pays for his own plates, and obviously he pays himself. So you pay him a larger percentage. That percentage varies by companies. I think some companies pay owner-operators 70%, but I've seen higher and I've seen lower. So, but what you lose by doing that is you lose the manager of the fuel. They manage their own fuel, they manage their own plates. You have no depreciation on the truck. So there's some upsides there for the company having a contractor. Now, contractors, why do this? If you think about things that are like having an a la carte, if you work for a company as a company driver, you're going to get paid X and Y based on how productive you are. But if you believe you run a good business, like, hey, I can manage my fuel better than the average, I can have less accidents better than the average, and all of those things, then you can make money on fuel, on all those things, because the calculation to pay you for fuel and all those things are going to be based on what the fleet average is. So if you are a better operator than average, you can actually make more money being a contractor than being a company driver. Now, downsides of being a contractor, you have to buy your own workers' comp insurance because the company will not actually cover it. So there are some downsides. So as I look through the people that I've known and as they attack the contractor law, I think the contractor law is being attacked for a lot of reasons outside of trucking itself. Lyft, they're attacked because what Lyft drivers are being paid, Uber drivers are being paid. There was a case in Google about making a lot of their support staff, janitors, things of that nature, contractors. So when they fired them, they were able to fire them fairly quickly. I understand those cases and I'm not arguing with those cases. But I can tell you, when I last worked for a corporation, I had about 2,000 company drivers and I had 300 contractors, okay? Never once had I had a contractor come to me and say to me, Ken, I'd like to get rid of my truck and become a company driver. Never. More than half my 300 contractors came from my company drivers. So I think when people get involved to this point, when you talk about trucking and contractors, the government thinks they're helping people, but no, they're not helping anyone because the drivers themselves that are contractors don't want to be company drivers. So you say, well, why? Why would they do that? That doesn't make sense to me. Here's some keys about a contractor. You're not an employee. If I came home today and my wife says, hey, our daughter has a recital tomorrow. I can go to you and says, I don't want to work tomorrow. I'm a contractor. I'm not required to because I'm not an employee. So a lot of our contractors, surprisingly, are immigrants, legal immigrants. Okay, they are immigrants. and they shut it down and says, hey, I'm going to go back to the homeland for a month. They're part of the truck and they can do that. So it gives you a lot of flexibility on when you work. But when they do work, they tend to be more productive than a company driver itself. And I think what you see is from the immigrant culture that I think is a large percentage of our contractors, what you do see is they come here with an entrepreneurial spirit and they want to own their own truck and they want to control their own destiny. And some of them work 7 days a week as long as the log allows you to. So they have the time when they want to take it off to go home or they want to take a day off to do something. They have the flexibility of doing that without us telling them they can't. If you work for a company and you're supposed to work 5 days a week, you're basically a forced dispatch company. If you don't come to work on Thursday, just like you would if you worked at a coffee shop, then they can write you up for that because you were scheduled to work that day. So flexibility is the key to why people become contracts. And I'm not telling people become a contractor, don't. As we, it's about us giving people the information to make that right decision yourself. Because I know there's a lot of company drivers thinking about, man, should I become a contractor? So hopefully as I go through this, that helps you answer some of those questions. Now, AB 5 law in California, that bans basically, it's almost impossible for a company, truck company to hire contractors. So all these people had to transfer over to company trucks. And again, I think that law is a spinoff of what they were trying to do in other industries. I don't think it was a positive law for truck drivers in California. And again, if you go out to California and you ask those drivers, would you rather be a contractor, especially the ones pulling out the rail yards and the ports, most of the contractors want to be contractors. They really don't want. They want to be able to say, listen, I want to work 7 days this week. I'm going to work 7 days. I want to work 2 days next week. I want to work 2 days. But overall, your contractors are more productive than your other drivers. So let me really wrap this up. So hopefully those give you an idea of some of the positives and the negatives. And hopefully you keep that in mind. And one of the main things also to think about, if you're an amazing driver and you don't have accidents, that cost, if you look at a P&L and your P&L is $100, there's a cost baked in there for accidents, there's a cost baked in there for fuel, there's a cost built in there for workers' comp, there's cost built in every aspect of a trucking P&L. If you are someone that doesn't have accidents, there are plenty of drivers that are 10 years accident free and so forth, that cost that would be in your model for accidents now becomes yours as a profit because you're a great driver, because you are what? Controlling your own destiny because you're technically running your own company. So if that is something you're interested in, I think owner-operator, independent contractor could be the model for you. I think there's something you need to give some thought, do your research, and hopefully this podcast helps you get there.